WHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Hurricane Melissa is becoming a whopper of a storm, threatening catastrophic flooding in the Northern Caribbean. The slow-moving storm has killed at least three people in Haiti and one in the Dominican Republic. Philip Pepin with the National Weather Service says it's heading towards Jamaica now.
We are forecasting it to become a Category 5 hurricane in the next 12 to 24 hours. We are expecting it to be a catastrophic storm also when it approaches the southern coast of Jamaica, and basically by Monday night or early Tuesday morning.
Authorities are urging residents to seek shelter. The Kingston and Montego Bay airports have been closed. President Trump's in Asia seeking to make trade agreements over tariffs. Today in Malaysia, he also presided over a peace deal.
This is a momentous day for all of the people of Southeast Asia as we sign a historic agreement to end the military conflict between Cambodia and Thailand.
A TikTok deal is also on the table while overseas. On today's Face the Nation, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the agreement announced last month is set to be finalized Thursday when President Trump meets with the Chinese president. But Representative John Molinaro says as long as the Chinese are involved,
I think there's reasons for distrust. And
with the 20% stake,
I'm still concerned about it. Quite frankly, you know, the Chinese report to the Chinese Communist Party, and they will leverage every advantage they get.
The Treasury Secretary also talked about the September inflation report that showed it edged up 3% last month. He said while prices are still high for some things,
it is cooling off. We're seeing plenty of things that are down, whether it's energy and rents. Inflation's a composite number, and I think we are on a glide path to lower inflation over the coming months.
Former Jets player Nick Mangold has died at the age of 41. The announcement of his death from the team comes just 12 days after he made a public appeal for a kidney transplant. CBS News New York's Otis Livingston tells us he wrote on social media, "This isn't an easy message to share, but I want to be open about what's been happening with me and my health."
Mangold added in a statement, "While this has been a tough stretch, I'm staying positive and focused on the path ahead. I'm looking forward to better days and getting back to full strength soon. I'll see you all at MetLife Stadium soon."
He played center for the team. He was a first round pick by the Jets in 2006. We are following breaking news. Striking Boeing employees have just rejected their contract offer for the fourth time, according to the union. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From Grand Avenue to the Capitol in Madison, WFHR is where Wisconsin turns for real news and great conversation. Online at WFHR.com. Over the air and on the web, WFHR is your home for real news and great conversation for Wisconsin Rapids. Learn more at WFHR.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mainly sunny for today, a high in the upper 50s. A mostly clear sky tonight, low in the mid-30s. And more sun on Monday, a high in the upper 50s. After that, rain chances return for Monday night, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It's 55 right now.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dustin Mack from Appleton's History Museum at the Castle. We talk Wisconsin Dells ghost boat tours, and musician Strategic joins me in studio. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Strange in your neighborhood. afraid of no ghosts. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If you're all alone, pick up the phone and call.
Gonna call Ghostbusters. This kicking things off here on a Halloween program of the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. It's gonna be all variety today. I'm afraid I can't find any polkas with the Halloween theme to it. There might be out there, but I don't have any in my own collection. But someday I'll have to look for that. I've got some tunes here I want to share with you, some from the last Halloween show, plus I've got a couple of extras today. Yay, the guy just moved into this haunted house.
Just moved in my new house today. Moving was hard, but I got squared away. Bell started ringing and chains rattled loud. I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up in my mind to stay. Nothing was gonna drive me away. When I seen something to give me the creep. Had one big eye and a two big feet. I stood right still and I did the freeze. He did the stroll right up to me. Made a noise with his feet that sound like a drum. Say you'll be here when the morning comes. Say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and I ain't gonna run. I bought this house, now you know I'm bald. Ain't no hang gonna run me off. In my kitchen, my stove was a blazing hot. The coffee was a boiling in the pot. The grease had melted in my hand. I had a hunk of meat in my hand. From outer space, there sat a man. On a hot stove with the pots and pans. Say that's hot, I began to shout. He drank a hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank a hot grease from the frying pan. He said to me, now you better run. Don't be here when the morning comes. When the morning comes, I'll be right here and I ain't gonna run.
The haunted house. Hey, we have one here called Abracadabra. the Steve Miller Band and Abracadabra. Yeah. Now we're going to go back to 1957 right now. And a tune that David Seville hit the charts with back in 1957 put him into the musical, especially after this song. Then he did the Chipmunks thing. But this is one called The Witch Doctor. You know the song. Sure.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that... I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor he gave me this advice. He said that you've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on and ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang.
Oh, yeah, the Witch Doctor song, David Seville. And now, about a year later, Sheb Woolley came out with this one. And you'll know this one here. For about a year later, I think it came out, yeah.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had one long horn and one big eye. I commenced to shaking and I said, ooh-wee. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One horn.
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land. Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toad, undercoat, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.
Ow!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. And he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop, bop, a boop, a lap, a loom, bam, boom.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toad, undercoat, flying purple people eater. What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Well, he went on his way and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Yeah, Sheb Willie and the Purple People Eater. Let's move up to 1968 with the Classics 4, and then we'll take a break right after this song here called Spooky.
Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a winking. Smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Thought that was kind of appropriate for Halloween. One called Spooky, the Classics. The Classics 4. And with that, we're going to take a little station break here at the Polka Variety Show. Your host, Tim Haubelt, the Polka Guy. And tonight we're being very, very, very interesting here with the... have to come up with something with Dracula, like Drac the Knife. There's a gentleman named Gene Ross that had put together an album of parodies of these monster songs. So I tell you what, we'll get to that right after these messages. So make sure you say that you heard it here when you see the sponsors so they know their advertising dollar is working for them. And we'll be back with more of the Polka Party Variety Program right here. AM 1320, FM 97.5, WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Here are a list of upcoming events in the central Wisconsin area on Friday, October 31st. The Vesper Volunteer Fire Department is hosting a brat fry from 4 to 7:30 p.m., and the Vesper Recreation Committee will have games and treats from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the community center. The Beer and Fire Department will have trucks at the park from 5 to 7 p.m., and firefighters will hand out candy. Trunk or treat at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, 3 until 6 p.m., with candy and food trucks. Don't forget to wear your costume. Followed by the Heartbeats Dance at the Elks Lodge from 6 p.m. until midnight. Trick or treat at McMillan Library, 4 to 5:30 p.m. Come in costumes, get treats at the service desks, and be sure to stop at the all-purpose room for a treat and to have your picture taken at the photo booth. Wisconsin Rapids Haunted Walkthrough Event at the Wisconsin Rapids Police Department from 3 to 5 p.m. This free, spooky, family-friendly event is open to the community offering a safe and fun way for kids and families to collect candy. Wishing you a safe and happy Halloween from WFHR and WIRI.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, kiddies. It's time for bed. I want you to get a good day's sleep.
Papa, will you read us a story?
Did you drink your blood like good little vampires? All right, then. Get into your boxes, and before I bite you goodnight, I'll read you some Monster Goose rhymes. All in a swinging band. Sing a song of sixpence, a casket full of rye. 4 and 20 vampires baked in a pie. When the pie was opened, the king began to gloat. And out flew the vampires and got him in the throat. Pat a cake, Frankenstein. Make me a monster, big and fine. Attach the electrodes, turn on the juice. And when it's all ready, just let it run loose. Where has my werewolf gone? I can't find him any place. With his fangs so sharp and his claws so long and there's hair all over his face. Shoot. Little Miss Muffet, she sat on a tuffet, a very unwise thing to do. Because Dracula spied her and sat down beside her. Now Miss Muffet's a vampire too. All right, blow. Stop all that noise. It's enough to make the living. What a good band. Number one on the deadbeat pole. Monster, monster, sat on a hole. Monster, monster, had a great fall. He was smashed all the bits. But I said that's okay, and I built me a new one the very next day. What are little monsters made of? Yes, what are little monsters made of? Wires and bolts and 10,000 volts. That's what my monster is made of. There was a mad scientist who lived in a lab. He had 20-foot monsters laid out on a slab. But don't be afraid, there's no reason to scream. That's the Transylvania Globetrotters basketball team. Shut up, I'll close the lid on you. 3 vampire bats, see how they fly. They all come out when the full moon beams. For miles around, you can hear their screams. So good night, little kitties, and pleasant dreams. Good night now. I'm gonna get a good day's sleep. Shoot. In London town, who carried a black bag all around. With a big long knife, he made his fame. Jack the Ripper was his name. Oh, ho, ho, you and me, little black bag, how I love thee. Oh, ho, ho, you and me, little black bag, how I love thee. He'd find his victims late at night, and wait until the time was right. Then reach into his bag of black, quite the cut-up was old Jack. Oh, ho, ho, you and me. Little black bag, how I love thee. Whoa, 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 you and me. Little black bag, how I love thee. Finding him was very hard. Just ask the boys at Scotland Yard. He'd do his horrible work, they say. Then in the fog, he'd slip away. Whoa, 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 you and me. Little black bag, how I love thee. Never caught him, so beware. He may still be around somewhere. If you see a man with a bag that's black, run for your life, it might be Jack. Ho, 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 jump for joy. Jack the Ripper, you're my boy. Ho, 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 you and me. Little black bag, how I love thee. Go, Jack, go. Oh, that boy really tears me up. He cuts everybody.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
News, weather, and sports for Wisconsin Rapids right here on WFHR. Streaming 24/7 online at WFHR.com.
CBS News Brief. Hurricane Melissa is now a Category 4 storm expected to slam Jamaica. Philippe Papin with the National Weather Service.
We're expecting peak storm surge heights of 9 to 15 feet above the ground level.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told Face the Nation there's some positive news for American soybean farmers after recent trade negotiations.
I can tell you that the soybean farmers are going to be extremely happy with this deal for this year and for the coming years.
Former Jets center Nick Mangold has died at the age of 41 due to complications from kidney disease. He was inducted into the Jets Ring of Honor in 2022.
Cheers to the fans. You guys have been with me, supported this team.
Mangold was a first-round pick by the Jets in 2006. He retired after the 2016 season. He posted just 2 weeks ago on social media about seeking a kidney transplant. CBS News Brief, I'm Stacey Lynn.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Not just headlines, insight. Not just noise, conversation. WFHR is your home for real news and great conversation in Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mainly sunny for today. A high in the upper 50s. A mostly clear sky tonight. Low in the mid-30s. And more sun on Monday. A high in the upper 50s. After that, rain chances return for Monday night, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It's 55 right now.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio WFHR.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
Tune in to WFHR on Friday, October 31st from 5 to 8 for a special Halloween broadcast featuring the entire radio station staff. Get ready for trick-or-treating by listening to spooky stories, scary songs, and creepy poems to get you in the mood for a frightfully fun evening. This special is brought to you by Johnson & Sons Jeep, Gary's Coins, Hoffman's Tackle, Elks Lodge 693, El Cafe, Maker's Square, Beaver's Dime Store, Jensen Community Center, Evolution Axe Throwing, and E-Way Sales & Pawn. Listen Halloween night from 5 to 8. If you dare.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, the Halloween special. And this is Tim the Hoka guy. I can't even talk today. Anyway, we were talking about this Gene Moss. He put an album out in the early 60s, and the name of the album was called Dracula's Greatest Hits, and all these little parodies of different tunes. And we're going to start things off here with Gene singing for us here, Drac the Knife.
Oh, the vampire has sharp teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Oh, he sleeps all day long, dear, but he comes out every night. Shoo, when that bat bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows they never spread. 'Cause old Count Dracula is so thirsty that there's never a trace of red in a coffin every morning. Lies a body cold and still, but tonight, dear, he'll awaken, sure, and go out to drink his fill in a castle in Transylvania, sure, lies our hero underground. But don't go near there after nightfall, 'cause old Drac is back in town. For the Wolfman, he also lives there. He comes out every time he sees that moon. There's Frankenstein's monster and faithful Igor, and the creature from the Black Lagoon. Every beast there, sure, they have a feast there. Ghosts and phantoms all hang around. That line, it forms on the right, dear. Now that Dracky is back in town. Stand back, old Drac is back.
I do like that tune. It's pretty cool. He does another one here and talks about, I think he uses like Boris Karloff's voice to do this Frankenstein song. And it's not the Monster Mash, but we'll play that after this one here, okay?
On a mountain near a village, in a castle big and fine, dwelt a doctor of his rocker, and his name was Frankenstein. His approach was scientific, and he had a secret lab. Its main feature was a creature which he built upon a slab. Oh, my doctor, oh, my doctor, oh, my doctor, Frankenstein, you have gone and made a monster. You'll be sorry, Frankenstein. I put the thing together with some wires, screws and bolts. Then I charged the giant body with 100,000 volts. Oh, my doctor, oh, my doctor, oh, my doctor, Frankenstein, you have gone and made a monster. You'll be sorry, Frankenstein. But the monster was a killer, and he murdered 8 or 9. So the villagers got angry, dreadful sorry, Frankenstein. They attacked the doctor's castle, and they burned it to the ground. And they got rid of the doctor, but the monster's still around. Oh, my doctor, oh, my doctor, oh, my doctor, Frankenstein, you have gone and made a monster. Now you're sorry. Frankenstein.
Gene Moss and Frankenstein. Yeah. Well, here is Bobby Boris Pickett's, the original Monster Mash.
When my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. Zombies were having fun
in a soup bowl.
The party had just begun
in a soup bowl.
The guest included Wolfman, Dracula and his son.
Whoa.
The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds.
Whoa.
Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds.
Whoa.
The coffin bangers were about to arrive.
Whoa.
With their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
Oh.
Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring.
Oh.
Seemed he was troubled by just one thing.
Oh.
Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
oh.
Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
Now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
Oh.
Now everything's cool. Rack's a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Body sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash.
Mash. Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash. Good. Monster mash.
Yeah, Bobby Boris Pickett, the original Monster Mash. Now we have Laura Branigan and one entitled Self-Control.
This night he never goes.
Oh, 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 oh.
Laura Brennan, Self-Control. You're listening to a special edition of the Polka Party Variety Program with Halloween being the theme song today. Yeah, and we have Zachary. If you remember, Zachary had a television show. And also, you know, like, I'm trying to think the other, the one that did that show too. Oh, not Delilah. the one where, can't think of her name now. Isn't that crazy? Anyway, Zachary's going to present this song called Happy Halloween.
Nauseous night I'll soar through the pools of rancid gore, through the sewer I'll crawl to the horror hall, to the hall where vampires scream. Happy Halloween. From the cold and ancient graves, from the coffins and the caves, from the rocks and werewolves' nests, come the ghastly guests. Gonna have a nightmare dream. Happy Halloween. So little witch, we've got a date. Better put your head on straight. Jump on your broom and don't be late. This is our night to celebrate. Through the oozing quicksand swamp, do the muddy, bloody stomp. Do the brand new twist and itch with the wicked witch. Everybody make the scene. Happy Halloween! Night we'll wait all year. Now don't you try to disappear. I'll open up your coffin, dear. My nose will tell me that you're still here. Gonna eat some lizard lunch. Gonna drink some living punch. Gonna dance until we're dead. Hit me on the head. Hang my heart and split my spleen. Happy Halloween. Gonna have a nightmare dream. Happy Halloween.
Hey, hell, I pay the price.
That's Rockwell. And Somebody's Watching Me. With that, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back with more of the special edition Halloween party, a polka show, variety show. So we'll be back right after these messages.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, our time has gone by so quickly. You have to do this again maybe next year. This is Tim, the polka guy, and we're going to close our program here with a parody. like a virgin, like a surgeon, and Weird Al Yankovic sings this here for us. Yes, he does. And we'll end our program with this one here. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in for this Halloween show. We'll be back to regular polkas next week right here, AM 1320, WFHR.
I finally made it through med school. Somehow I made it through. I'm just an intern. I still make a mistake or two. I was last in my class. Barely passed at the institute. Now I'm trying to avoid. Yeah, I'm trying to avoid a malpractice suit. Hey, like a surgeon cutting for the very first time. Like a surgeon, organ transplants are my line. Better give me all your gauze, nurse. This patient's face. With my scalpel and my forceps.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend sports and news headlines. Also be joined by our friend and colleague, Jane Matinair of Matinair on Air. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open, brought to you by the Hotel Mead. We'll tell you something good.
Stay connected to the stories shaping your community and Wisconsin right here on WFHR and on the Civic Media app.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Jamaica's bracing for what could be a catastrophic Hurricane Melissa, but many residents say they're staying put.
We're riding out the storm. No, we're not going to go anywhere.
Jamie Rome is with the National Hurricane Center.
It now seems virtually certain that the core of a powerful hurricane is going to move over Jamaica on a Tuesday. And not only that, the slow motion is going to mean those hurricane conditions, potentially major hurricane conditions, are going to sit or occur over the island for in excess of 24 hours. And the tropical storm conditions could linger for 2 to 3 days.